The Forest Service says it can't authorize shipments that are as wide as two lanes of traffic and the length of five semi-trailers to use a protected portion of Highway 12, or at least it can't authorize them without a lengthy review. Yet this week, two large pieces of water evaporation equipment destined for Alberta arrived at the port of Wilma near Lewiston, Idaho. They're now waiting at the starting point of the route. What happens next isn't clear. Anti-megaloads activists worry the supersized cargo will be allowed through. But Wild and Scenic Rivers Administrator Heather Berg says the Forest Service has made it clear the shipments don't have the green light. And
we have not changed our position.
Meanwhile, Hillsboro, Oregon-based shipper Omega Morgan also appears to be holding firm. It's reapplied to the state of Idaho for Highway 12 permits. I'm Jessica Robinson in Coeur d'Alene.